one day, if there's a listener out there who needs someone to fill in, you're going to have to supply absolutely everything to me, but I'll play a game.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Round 13 in the cars, the J-Dog, the Pep Dog. We're back. Lace out. Love and footy. We're sounding pretty sexy today, my friend. How are you, Jamie Wallace?
I am wonderful. And how are you going, Christopher?
Mate, I am sounding sexy. We've got some new equipment. Oh, it's a great day to be on the podcast. Football's going off. Lots to talk about. Ben Stratton, security guards. We've got people going to Chicago for concussion issues. We've got some betting scandals. A president's in the fry pan. It's all happening. Footy Tips is going nuts. Mate, let's get this ball started. Let's get this game started. More importantly, how are you going after the second bye weekend of football?
This week felt a bit skinny. Didn't it feel a bit skinny to you? There wasn't much football going on.
There wasn't much football, but must you admit that sometimes quantity does get beaten by quality, because there was some quality football played on the weekend, I must admit.
There was. All right, so what do you want to kick this off with,
Pets? Oh, let's start it off with, let's probably go with something that's a bit of a, I don't know if you heard about this one, but good old Ben Stratton. Good old Ben Stratton and the old pinchy.
Oh, this story? No, I haven't heard anything about that.
You haven't heard anything?
Tell me about it.
Well, you know when you were kids and you were growing up and you used to have pinch and a punch for the first of the month?
Yeah.
Ben Stratton decided to go pinch and a punch for the first Deja. I'm going to pinch the crap out of Orazio Fantasia. And decided to leave plenty of little purple marks on the back of his arm.
Yeah.
And decided to stomp someone. And I don't know, maybe he was crossing the line again. Maybe it was the whole cross the white line business. But good old fella's giving himself 2 weeks, which I think is a bit thin. Really. A bit thin.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Why thin?
What he did was piss weak. And the thing is, I think Matthew Lloyd said it perfectly. He said it simply along the lines of, Orazio Fantasia couldn't retaliate. Because if he'd clocked him straight between the eyes, he would have been given 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like the good old days, you pinch someone like that, mate, you're going to cop five knuckles between right on the point of your schnoz. Next minute, you'll be staring at the lights while you're getting taken to the little flashing white vehicle with the flashing lights to take you to hospital. But they can't do that anymore. So good old Benny Stratton's gone pinchy on the back of the arm. And mind you, he wouldn't have done it to anyone like Plugger or Tom Hawkins or anyone of the big caliber, Lance Franklin. He had to do it on a little midge. And it's putrid. We were at the pub on the Friday night with a few of the boys just watching the game. And we saw it and we go, what's it on the back of his arm? And then after a while, we realised it was pinch marks. And we were a little bit stunned. I don't know about you, but we were stunned like, pinch marks? He hasn't done that. And then they showed the footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too flashy, I must say, there, Mr. Ben Stratton. And yeah, got 2 weeks for it. I think that's a bit light because you should have got at least three. In my eyes, as a deterrent, that's theoretically only worth a week, according to the AFL. Once again, what do you have to do? They're almost afraid to rub people out for a substantial amount of time.
I don't know. I think you're a bit soft, Peps. I actually don't have much of an issue with the pinching. I'm like, whatever. Orazio Fantasia now has a couple of bruises in the back of his arm that looks like a really bad Thailand tattoo job. So, pinching. Come on, Peps. You're tougher than that.
Oh, have you ever been pinched on the back of the arm like that?
Yeah, but you've been raised tougher than that in the EDFL.
It doesn't matter, mate. You get pinched on the back of the arm. That hurts. Peps, that hurts. Wait till your son starts pinching you on the back of it.
I've copped more pinches on my ass in a training session with you than Orazio took on one night. You know what? We finished the day. Have a smile, have a beer, and move on with the day.
Oh, it's just not a good look. You know what kids are like these days? The white boots come out, they wear the white boots. They wear the fluoro boots, they wear the fluoro boots. They all have the mullet, they get the mullet. They get the dusty, they get the dusty. Next minute, they're all pinching a punch on the back of the arm. You watch kids going to start doing it.
I don't agree.
Out of control.
The stomping, I don't agree with.
Oh, that was piss weak too.
Pinching. Come on, Peps, you're a bit tougher than that.
Nah, I just think it's a bad look for the game. But even stomping, like with all the navicular injuries that have been happening over the last number of years, good way to maybe fracture somebody's navicular. And that's another perfect example.
Yeah. Where I agree with that. Stomping's bad.
If he had hurt the poor guy and done it and he was out for the rest of the year, what would he have gotten? Maybe 2 weeks?
Yeah.
The doc. Yeah. It's just Ben Stratton, you're a flog. And for a captain, that's piss weak. And I hope Clarko ripped through you. And to make it even worse, he's got shit tats.
Oh.
Yep. He looked like he's been gang attacked by a Crayola Katie, the poor bloke. Hey, mind you, at the same game, at the same location, good old Marvel Stadium, security guards are a bit heavy-handed, if you don't mind me saying.
Actually, before you say anything, Peps, I'm just at your front door. You should have a knock on the door. I have got a behavioural awareness officer standing in over this podcast tonight.
Yes.
To keep you in line.
To keep me in line. Yeah, that was pretty funny, my friend. One thing I will actually say about that, having that behavioural officer, I have one called HR, and I sit with HR now, so I'm a very good boy. I'll make sure I dot my I's, cross my T's, and not get myself in trouble anymore. But you know what? This is my time to let it fly. I'm going to the footy this weekend, going to go watch the D's in the Jesse Hogan Cup. Going to be a corker of a game. But this is, once again, Pete, where does political correctness stop, mate?
Peps, you will never see a behaviour awareness officer or the security guards in the MCC section. That'll never happen.
No, of course not. We self-police. We sit there and go, excuse me, sir, with the tweed jackets and the nice cap. Can you please stop refraining from number four with that profanity language while I'm eating my cheese and cucumber sandwich and having my nice glass of, my nice cup of tea. That's what we do in the MCC. I don't know what you do down at Elberton Oval, but that's what how we handle ourselves at the MCC.
If these people were at Elberton Oval, there wouldn't be a crowd at all, like there was.
Unless they all got day release.
But look, I think Gil McLaughlin's come out and done the right thing. He's like, look, wasn't my call, but trust me, I'm all over this now, and it was a bit too much.
I can't take that bloke seriously anymore.
I know, but I think this.
But what did it take? Tell me, what did it take? What did it take 4 days for him to say something?
We've got to let him go. I think this one here is probably to have absolutely no visibility over this.
Last time I checked, which stadium did it happen at?
Doesn't matter. He doesn't run
stadiums. Where did Marvel?
He doesn't run stadiums.
Who owns Marvel Stadium?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't.
Oh, that would be right. The AFL. Can I ask a question? Do we have any of these other issues at any other stadium this week?
Doesn't matter. He doesn't run.
You know what? It comes from the top. You know what it's like. You've been around the traps long enough. You might not be. Yeah. When the message comes down, the message comes down. And tell me that guy who looked after Eddie had the CEO, whatever his name was, he made that direction without any push from the AFL. If you can honestly believe that, you are a true blue Port Adelaide supporter.
Look, I'm with you in terms of he's probably said, look, let's not beat around the bush. There have been lots of fights at the footy this year. Yeah?
Oh, there's been a couple.
Yeah. You can't, we've seen on Snapchat and other social media outlets, lots of these fights just becoming absolutely full-blown. You've got chairs being thrown through windows. You've got people fighting over kids and young families.
It's not a street fight at WrestleMania 17, my friend. Where are they throwing chairs? When did they throw chairs?
Up in the up on level two in one of the corporate...
Was that the Medallion Club one from last year?
Correct.
Yeah.
No, well,
just don't sell beer. Just don't sell beer during the game, or you can't take beer back to your seats.
No, that's going too hard.
Well, that's what they do in the EPL.
That's going too hard, though, because you just get a skin full before you come to the game.
So be it.
You
sometimes have to. You know the price of beer at footy these days?
I know.
Four beers, you can buy a slab. Especially if it's that MCC lager, which is absolute shithouse.
I am absolutely with you that I think Gil has probably said something, but I think that the Marvel boss or the Marvel Stadium boss or whoever has gone and has bumped up the security to a probably a stupid new measure.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happened. And, we'll just see what happens over the next couple of weeks, I reckon.
It wasn't a good look at people. They don't show it in the crowd. But, I mean, if they get that example we saw today and last night on the couch, and that's what shows about the security guard.
I was about to say, that was one of the funniest things I have seen in ages. And the funny, if you have a look, the two guys are wrestling. The emergency umpire's there. He's getting in it was almost like a wrestling ref, just looking over the top, going, okay, shoulders down, who's got the pin? And next minute, it's almost like someone's running off the back because Vince McMahon's been in the gorilla position and going, go, 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 on, you know, jump in. We'll make it a run-in. We'll make it a schmoz.
Yeah.
And he's come from nowhere, like, to stop the fight. Now, that just goes to show, like, they got no idea. And the direct... and make it matter, it was in Tasmania. Which puts another thing in perspective. Yeah, that was a cock and balls big time, wasn't it?
That was hilarious.
That was quite funny. That was quite funny. But hey,
security guard, come on, know your place, mate. Know your place.
Know your place. Well, if you talk about the security guards, I haven't had a chance to hear what Gil said in his press conference today.
Yep.
What was his consensus? What was it? What was his apology? What did it consist of? Was he shocked by it? Has there been a directive? What can you shed on that?
Yep. So this is, I'm just going to sort of ad lib a bit about what he said.
Yep.
So he has come out in a press conference and he has come out and he said that my personal view is that they're not right and they should go. That's part of the discussions that we can have with our venues.
Yep.
That is the look that actually has changed for supporters and I accept that. Yep. That's what we have to do. Have conversations with our venues and to police and the security teams to work out how we can modify that people aren't, that's make sure that people don't feel threatened.
Yeah, look, I'm all for safety, but there is when it goes way too far. And it's, look, I reckon that the one that really shocked a lot of people, besides the security guard coming in and turning it into a one-on-one, into a three-way dance, was the Friday night, I think it was the Friday night footage of the Hawthorn guy behind the goals going absolutely berserk as part of the cheer squad. Now, they're not exactly a clicky bunch, anyone. If you've been in a cheer squad, it is a very eclectic group.
Oh, yeah. Interesting people.
But then the security guards come along and told him to calm it down. Mm. And there was no one around him. It was all Hawthorn supporters, so they would have been thinking it anyway. So I'm not too sure what's happened there. But one of the things that he did agree with is that the behavioural awareness officers will not be part of security presence any longer if he has his way. His personal view is that they should go, and I think they should go. It's just, like, really, a behavioural awareness officer. I thought that would be just the general public. I think it's also because people don't know how to self-police, I think, anymore.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And I think that also comes back to a bit of the whole, you know, back in the day, you may have stepped in a fight and broke it up or helped them break it up. These days, you don't know who's carrying what and what's going on.
No, not at all.
There's a fear, I suppose, now when you're seeing two people punching on, that you may get glass from a third party.
Yep.
That is as someone who's witnessed a few fights, that is a genuine fear that I have that someone could come in and actually clock you.
Well, that's just a scourge on society the way it is, and I think that comes a lot to the justice systems where, well, it comes with a couple of things. Obviously, the way people are raised, I think the justice system to a degree, because the repercussions, it's almost like the AFL tribunal, that, you know, the people who get hurt get nothing, and the people who do the hurting, they get even less.
Yeah.
And it makes it tough. The whole joint's messed up.
Yeah.
And anyway, the funny thing is that, you know, you speak to a lot of supporters that the game ain't great.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's great games, but the whole package in itself, it's not as sexy. I think we're too eager to tamper and mess around with things and just letting things work and just letting it run its course.
Yeah.
Tweak, tweak, tweak.
Yeah.
If you tweak too much, they don't like it.
Yeah. Yep.
If you know what I mean.
I think they're going to have to, and, you know, we can talk about this. And we've talked about this lots of times. Just leave the game alone for a couple of years and let it level out.
They're just too reactive. Reactive big time. Hey, on top of that, so yeah, it was pretty funny, that security guard thing. I think they've gone a little bit over. I get that. One of the other things that's announced a couple of weeks ago that Paddy McCartan had to take time away because of his concussion issues. And if you know anybody, I've had a number of concussions before. My mum keeps thinking that I'm getting a bit, you know, crazy in the head, and she wants me to go get tested for see if there's been any damage.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that not many people really know what the issues are down the track. Mm-hmm. And he's gone over to Chicago to see a specialist regarding his concussion. That's pretty scary. Like when people go overseas, over to the States, it's normally for three things: to go and get their knee rehabbed, or for end of season trips.
Yeah.
To go over and see somebody about a concussion, like, that's, to me, sounding like on my second opinion, third opinion, this is my last chance to try something.
Yeah. When he, because he did that piece a couple of weeks ago talking about how this basically has affected, you know, not just the footy aspect, but now he's talking about his actual life. Like, you know, he can't be, and I think you even said to him, you can't be in loud environments, he's sensitive to light, all those types of things. And I think he's going to speak to someone over there in Chicago to just, even if he doesn't play football, does, you know, even whatever happens.
Yep.
To just get his life back on track and can start to do some of those things, you know, that that at the moment he can't enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? They talk about players getting paid, you know, huge amounts of money, mm-hmm. and, you know, having the life.
Yep.
Well, this is the reality check right here, where it's not all sunshine and lollipops. This is a guy who a lot of the time, through no fault of his own, mm-hmm. just the way that his body's built, he's also got diabetes too, so that doesn't make it easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
And throw on the fact he was a number one draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this much pressure on him. He could potentially have to retire from a game. He'd be, what, 20, 23 at the most? 23. He's the same, yeah, he's the same age as Brayshaw and Petrarca because they went 2 and 3 in the draft after him. This guy's life as he knows it from a professional perspective could be over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what damage is this going to leave him, you know, getting older? That's the thing. That's the scary part, is that don't worry about 5 or 10 years. We're talking 15, 20, 30 years down the track. That's when you're really going to see signs.
Yeah.
I know it's been trivialized, the Will Smith movie Concussion. If you haven't seen that, people, go and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it is a very liberal take on the whole concussion issue in the NFL.
Yeah.
But there was one example that they showed with did you see the part they get a jar? He puts water in the jar and then he puts an apple in the jar and to represent like the brain surrounded by fluid. And then he shakes, then he shakes the jar very, very hard, mm-hmm. you know, quite rapidly. Mm-hmm. And the apple bounces back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then from the outside, when he stops it, from the outside, the brain looks fine. When he cuts into it, it's all mashed up. And that's like the brain bouncing around in the cranium.
Yeah.
It's not meant for that. And they go through quite a number of things. And it is quite an eye-opener to realize what we are doing to ourselves. So I can, all these initiatives that the AFL have brought in for head knocks, et cetera, and you see some of the stuff that was thrown around early 80s up until probably the mid 90s, some of the roughhouse tactics.
Yeah.
Jeez. Tell you what, not good at all.
So but also letting these players come back on the field when they've just been laid out 10 minutes ago with their fingers and arms paralyzed, standing up in the, you know, locked position, and they back on in 2 quarters.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't know what concussion was, what it is. I don't know how they can put people back on. The times I've had it, you get cracked vision, all you want to do is vomit, all you want to do is sleep, which is the worst things that you could do.
Yeah.
You pretty much got to stay awake. So, look, we give St Kilda a bit of stick on this podcast, and they're a bit of a low-hanging fruit at the moment because just of all the choices they've made over the years. And you know, without St Kilda, we wouldn't have much content for this show, I must admit. but that's a circumstance where you just hope this guy can get back on the field and get over it, because you know, we like to get stuck into players and clubs, etc. But this is a certain example. You don't want anything to go wrong with him.
No, and this is a direct quote from him. He said, you know, I've lost my footy identity a bit, but I've also lost a bit of my identity as a person as well. So that's serious. That's sad. The 23-year-old is feeling like that. Yep. So yeah, best of luck to him.
Best of luck to him. Hey, just some breaking news too, by the way. We know that a certain club dressed in the red and blue has had some dramas up forward.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually made some coaching changes.
Oh.
Yep. So just a bit of a heads up. Melbourne has taken the bold and unusual step of revamping their coaching structure mid-season. Following a shocking start to 2019, under senior coach Simon Goodwin, VFL coach Jade Rawlings will step aside from the Casey Demons to take charge of Melbourne's attack in a return to line coaching, while Brendan McCartney will immediately move back to a development role after being the club's defensive coach in the first half of the season. Max Rooker, who's been the club's forward coach, is also moving back to a development role, with 3 former Cats in Matthew Egan, McCartney and Rook now responsible for development. Rawlings informed the players at KC Demons during training this afternoon that Sam Radford would take over the reins of coach of the VFL team after the AFL coaches, and the players were informed of the shift in recent days, and that's come through via The Age. All I can say is about time, because Rawlings was doing great things with the forwards last year, and he went and coached his own team in his own right, and they've done something about it now. It's too late. We know that.
Yeah.
But they've realised that there's something wrong and we've had to change it. Now, whether there's going to be wholesale change at the end of the season is another thing altogether. Because, you know, there's got to be a date. Is it the 1st of August or 1st of July that they have to let assistant coaches know whether they're going to be continuing the next year?
Yeah.
It's a four-week rule, isn't it? So it might be the start of August. They have to let any assistant coaches know that their contracts won't be honoured for the next year. So it'll be interesting to come out of it. Jade Rawlings was fantastic for the D's. If for the Melbourne listeners out there, leave a comment on the Facebook page, Lace Out Podcast on Facebook, and they'll say the same thing, that he's been a massive loss for us since he's been out of a line coach and had to move on to his own team. But
yeah.
It's an interesting one, and it'd be funny because they're going to be playing Fremantle this week, and one of the changes that they made was getting rid of one of their big boys, good old big Jesse Hogan, to go over to Fremantle, who had an all right game on the weekend, 17 touches, 3 goals, racked up 15 and a bit Ks, which was actually the highest, was actually more than Brad Hill. That just shows how much he runs.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this week.
Yeah.
What's next, mate?
What's next? Where do you want to go now with the next one? Let's go the Jordan Stevenson. Let's go there, Peps.
Okay.
The Jordan Stevenson betting scandal that is, I suppose it's a bit new. So there's not a whole lot of information other than there was an irregular, some irregular betting patterns.
Yep.
And his name has been brought up either as placing a bet or something to do with him. Do you know any more than that?
No. I haven't been able to find too much. All I know is that he apparently placed the bet in his week off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's sitting at the moment. But really, are we surprised that this is happening? Really, you think about it, really? It's the biggest scourge. If you listen to the interview that I did with Grant Thomas last week, if you have a chance, have a listen to it. He was really insightful. And this is one of the things that he came up with. He actually said that drugs are in the off-season, gambling on the in-season. That's the two vices that the players have. They get on it, they get on the whatever's in the off-season, and in the in-season, it's gambling. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out some of the places that you can go and find out some of the rumours, etc., going on around about who's in massive debt. And I'm not going to mention any names here, but there's players in a lot of debt, lots of debt. And some of the stories that are being thrown around quite scary in terms of, you know, who's holding them up and trying to get the money out of them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough. And then this is where it starts. And a little bit here, a little bit there, you win, and it just keeps going and going and going. You know, if you listen to David Schwartz's book and figure out what he did and how he started and the stuff that he got into. Ooh, geez.
It's, look, I think it's all a bit, I mean, like how we say it, Peps, I know we say it all the freaking time, but how dumb can you be as an AFL footballer? Like, you know the rule, you know the code of conduct. And what makes it worse is it seems to be he's put a bet under $50 on his own team.
Is that what he did?
Yeah. That's the report. I don't know if that's absolutely true, but that's what Sam McClure has gone with. And then Gil McLaughlin today in his press conference about the security wouldn't confirm or deny. Or you're saying that this is with the integrity department at the moment. Come on, Jaden Stevenson. Come on, man.
Like, what would you say to him? Like, what could you say? If he said, I didn't know, mate, you are dumber than I think.
As an example, Heyshaw did it and got in 2011 and got 8-game ban.
Yep. And Jake Melksham did the same, it might have been last year or year before.
Mm-hmm.
He was betting not on his own game, something else. He copped a $10,000 fine.
Yeah.
Will they do the same thing? They have to hit them hard. They have to hit these guys hard.
Yeah.
What's the deterrent?
But then at the same time, I agree, but at the same time, what's the point? Like, you know, it's understood that he's on a base contract of $130,000 plus $5,000 match payments, and he's also in line for a $12,000 bonus for playing more than 11 senior games in 2019.
Oh, and also he was the rising star the previous season.
Yeah.
And so that's not including any endorsements that he might have outside of the game.
Correct.
How old is he? 19? 20?
Probably 20.
Tippany's not struggling.
No.
No.
Not at all. So I don't get it. Why? You've got so much money. Why do you have to gamble? Why do you have to gamble? Just go to the ATM.
Post it to me. Support us. Become a Patreon sponsor. We haven't got it, but we will create it just for you, Jaden Stevenson. You give us $100 a month, probably a lot less than you're going to cop in a fine. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Do you know what we could do with $100 a month?
Yeah.
Dude, we could have our own like recording studio in Bali.
We could. Like, I don't know. Go and give someone your PIN number and see if they come back with money and how much they're going to come. I don't know. Just come on, Jaden Stevenson, think about something different.
Mate, this is almost a fry pan. This is almost a grit. It's not an official fry pan. It might be more of a griddle. But that's just that's just poo. That's what I think about it.
Bang. All right. Do we want to go there? Do we want to go straight into the fry pan today?
I think we're going to go into the fry pan. I'm keen for the fry pan.
Let's do it.
So, fry pan this week. That was an angel fry pan.
I know. Where was it?
Hold on. I'm trying to find it.
The wrong sound.
There he is. There we go. We had the wrong sound in the fry pan this week. There we go. So we got the fry pan's back. Look, I think when it comes to the fry pan, there's only one person we can really put in it this week. Jeff Kennett.
Mm.
I don't know if you've heard recently, but Jeff's had his opinion on the security guard issue earlier this week and again today. And look, I'll put it, I haven't got the exact words in front of me of what he said, but it was along the lines of new Australians who are security guards, probably could tell by the darker ethnicity of these people, may not understand the fullness of the game. And that's why they've gone a bit hard on the supporters, etc. I agree with him wholeheartedly. But when he said new Australians, it was like, dude, what are you on? Like, you know what the world's like these days. You only have to sniff or cough or squirt the wrong way and people are going to be coming down on you like a house of bricks. The fact that he then doubled up again this morning and said, no. What I said was actually true. I stand by what I said. I'm not trying to be racist or anything. But
yeah.
And then 8 hours later, he's come out with an apology on Twitter. After speaking with Gillon McLachlan to say that, you know, I'm very, very remorseful for what I did and wasn't the right way that I was trying to portray myself, etc.
Yeah.
So he said it once, he doubled up, and then 8 hours later he said, no, I'm totally remorseful, made a mistake, etc. Like, dude, what are you trying to do? Like,
the thing is, though, if you start a conversation or you start a comment and you're going to say, I'm not racist, but...
But...
That is never... That is not a great way to come into a comment you're about to make.
Like me saying, Jamie, you're a great bloke, but
yeah,
you know, nothing ever good happens after the but. It's like Sam Newman says, nothing ever good happens after midnight.
Yeah, it's like Ned Stark from Game of Thrones, still horseshit before the but.
I like that horseshit behind the butt. Yeah, you know, it's also horseshit. The ladder at the moment, because my team are down the bottom of it. Hey, let's have a quick look at the ladder.
Okay.
After round 13, heading into 14, the last of the mini rounds. I said it during the week on the Facebook page. There's not going to be a change. That final eight is fixed. I can't see a change. Pardon?
Is it that last week?
Yeah, and what changed?
Well, it did change.
What changed?
Freo jumped Port. Adelaide jumped up.
Mm. Oh, no, the positions might change, but the final eight itself.
Nah, it'll change again.
You reckon it'll change? Look, I think it's only the top nine. Essendon won't make it. They're poo. St Kilda, we know St Kilda, they're poo. Mm. Hawthorn, they're poo. North, poo. Bulldogs, poo. Sydney, getting better, but poo. Melbourne, poo. Gold Coast and Carlton. Well, yep. Don't have to say much about that. But, I think it's only the top nine. Port, look, it'll either be Port or Fremantle. I just think Fremantle at home.
Correct. I think Free are a more polished product than what Port is. Port are a polished turd, but Frio are a polished team.
Yep. Melbourne beat them this week.
Come on, Peps.
No, you heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Come on. That's just that is as dumb as me putting boots on and playing football.
Listeners, have you ever seen a newborn giraffe play football? That would be what Jamie looks like.
You take that back. I reckon if you needed, what are the Cougars playing? What league?
EDFL, Essendon District Football League.
What division?
What do you mean division? Second division.
Second division. Is your reserve team any good? No, they are good. Your reserve teams are really good.
Haven't lost a game. They played the second team on the weekend, won by 100.
I did see that. I was just thinking, like, hang on, you guys have won by an average margin of like 80, 90 points this season.
Yeah. They're, and the thirds are even on top as well. So that could be a good weekend.
One day, if there's a listener out there who needs someone to fill in, you're going to have to supply absolutely everything to me, but I'll play a game.
You know what? If I get fit after this foot operation, I will match that. It won't be this season, but I see next year we play a game. Play thirds. We don't want to peak too early. We'll play thirds. Get some cameras out. We'll film it. We might have to live podcast from the game.
Well, you're probably fine, but I need years. So if ASICs are out there that want to sponsor someone who hasn't played football for 20 years.
Yep. Yeah, we need some sponsors. Hey, if you want to sponsor the podcast, get in contact with us. Lace Out Podcast on Facebook or our Twitter handle or laceoutpodcast@gmail.com. The more sponsors we get, imagine what we could do. We could turn this into Jamie Paluzza.
Like a challenge?
Oh, it'd be a challenge. We have to start challenging.
Where would I play, Peps?
Oh, you'd be, where I can see you floating across half. Huh? Yeah, on the wing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the wing, the decoy.
Who is, does the wing? Because
they run. They just run all day.
If people want to if people want to hire my services, you're gonna have to supply absolutely everything.
Oh, we will. We can do that. We can supply everything.
Terms and conditions on my contract.
Won't be able to go down to the shop and buy some carriage, but we'll be able to look after you. All right. We'll lock that in for next year. Okay, 2020. Lock it in, Ed. Right. Hey, a couple of things I want to quickly whip through. Adelaide smash Richmond.
Yes.
How good was it to see again? Richmond losing again.
It's Adelaide, though.
I love it. Nah, they're going all right at the moment, Adelaide. Peaking along. They're going all right. They're going okay at the moment. They are going, they're going okay. They're not too shabby. They've won the last three. Richmond have lost their last three. Mm-hmm. Richmond do get a bit of a respite this week because they do play, they're up against the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, no St Kilda. And Adelaide played Geelong. So that's going to be a nice tester. Both those teams, but I think Adelaide first playing fourth this week is going to be an interesting one.
Sydney Stack and Eddie Betts hug.
Oh, I loved it.
Ripped.
Nah, I loved it.
Community apart. I'm with you, Peps.
I loved it. I didn't chub up, but I thought, you know what? There's two blokes who were just, the young buck against the old stallion. And he just did what he did. It was really nice to see. I was happy for it because you know what, that's footy's what's about.
Yeah, and the game was done.
You know what? It's like when a tennis player smashes one between the legs and it bypasses the other player and they give it a clap. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And then they go back and want to smash the crap out of each other. So no issue.
There are people out there who think you cannot smile on a footy field. You cannot chat to a person on the footy field. There are people out there like that.
Mate, we've just moved into a $120-odd million brand new building at work. Mm-hmm. And all people can complain about is the lifts.
It's always the lifts.
So, like, really, you're going from third world building to modern, massively modern, bells and whistles everywhere, and the lifts aren't fast enough.
How many lifts you got?
Oh, four. How many do you need? Doesn't matter.
Four's way more than these things.
Just people have got just whinge. You know what it's like. We do it every week on this podcast. We whinge about useless things. Hey, Essendon versus... I picked the Hawks to win last week. I can't believe Essendon won. Just because Essendon is so unreliable. But they've won their last two. Hawthorn have lost their last two, so the writing should have been on the wall there. We know that was Pinchgate.
Yeah.
Can't believe the Saints got over the Suns. I had the Suns for that one as well, too. I thought that they would have been home and hose on the weekend. I really thought they would have had a great game of football, though, to finish it. Like, it wasn't pretty at the start, but towards the end, a nice close game. And, you know, scoring wasn't too bad. Fremantle ran over the top of your mob.
Predictable? Yeah.
Your handbrake went up halfway through the last quarter?
Well, we just decided to have to turn on a goalless... I mean, look, Port Adelaide can't play a game of football without having a goalless quarter in there somewhere.
Fair enough. You've been watching too much of me. Who would have thought that virtually one of the games of the year happened between Carlton and the Western Bulldogs at Etihad on Saturday night, where the 3-point... They were down by 5 goals with 16 minutes into the last quarter, weren't they?
I'm making a bad habit. I'm turning off too many games when they're getting about 6 goals up, and then this happens every time I've done it.
Yeah, but good old Charlie Curnow's played one of the best games of the season, apparently. Kicked 7.
He's a stud. I loved him last year. I went and watched him just to watch him last year.
It's almost like Teague's come in and just said, look, I'm not going to worry about what you can't do. I just want what you can do. Just go for anything. Just play football. Just play football. Backman, stop your man. Midfielders, you get the ball. Kick it to the forwards. Forwards kick goals.
I'm telling you, this is. I don't know if you've got a sound effect on your little DJ on your DJ board there.
Yeah.
But this is my lock. This is my 10-year lock.
Let's see what this button does.
Nothing.
All right. We'll give that one a clap.
My 10-year lock is this: Charlie Curnow will be better than Koutafidis. That's not a joke.
Say that again.
Charlie Curnow will be better than Koutafidis. You're such a dickhead.
Crickets, mate. Crickets. You're just getting crickets. Oh, no way.
He will be.
Nah. No way.
Mark my words.
Nah. Two different players. You got to go back and watch the 99. You go back and watch that 99 prelim final where Carlton beat. You watch Cooter's last quarter.
I'm telling you.
That does not get you. You have to sit back and go, Cooter was a gun.
I'm telling you that he'll be better.
Everybody tried to do the Cooter, the one-hand pickup. What are they going to do, the Charlie Curnow? What, get perms?
The closest person at the moment to it is Bontempelli. But Charlie Curnow will be better.
I think you're looking at two different types of players there, my friend. But it doesn't matter. Hey, I like your opinion. And
you got to come strong. You got to come strong sometimes.
All the time. Yeah. Wow. All right. Also, have to quickly have a chat about the other game on the weekend. North Melbourne versus GWS. Watched a fair bit of this game. It was pretty brutal. It was hard football. It wasn't high scoring, but it was hard contested football for quite a number, probably for the first 2.5, almost 3 quarters. But GWS, they just need to do what they need to do at the moment. They've won 4 out of their last 5.
Yeah.
And they've got Essendon, so they've got the bye. They're in a really good spot at the moment, GWS. They need to get that top two finish, but if they get that top two finish, they're going to get a home final, and Geelong, if they play Adelaide, they need the ladder to finish the way it is in the top four, because if they get anyone else but a Melbourne-based team, they're going to be playing a home final. But if they get Richmond, or if they get Collingwood, the only other two Melbourne-based teams in the final eight as we speak, they're going to have to play them at the G.
Yeah.
And I agree that they should get at least their first final at Jardinia/GMHBA/Skilled Stadium/Ablett Park, whatever it's called this week. I wholly agree with that.
Yeah.
So that was the week. Yeah, and Brisbane Lions had the bye. Collingwood had the bye. Geelong had the bye. Melbourne had the bye. Do you know how calm I was on the weekend? I like my voice tonight.
Well,
yeah.
Well, go Deeds. Well, I've actually got a text.
Swans and Eagles.
from Filet Mignon Josh.
Ooh, Filet Mignon Josh. So have we got a question? Do we have a question?
It's more of a statement because I think because he's a Geelong supporter. Sorry, not a Collingwood, a Geelong supporter.
Yep.
So you'd think that, you know, in his world, happy days, right?
Ooh, happy days.
Happy days.
Sister Act. Happy days when the sun
how
is
shining. How good is that show? Anyway, we digress again.
Whoopi had it, man. Whoopi had it.
So, top of the ladder, two games clear, happy days, no problem at all. But you know, I said he's got a long standing bet that Gary Rowan's season is, you know, it's going to be amazing. It's tracking well. He's comfortable at the moment with his mate.
Yep.
Then he said to me though, he goes, "Football has never been more boring in my life." He goes, "I don't care. I'm winning these things. I'm winning these bets." But he doesn't care about the game. The AFL's lost it. He doesn't want to go to games anymore. He's not interested in the footy and watching more of it. He used to be a passionate supporter. And now it's just a little bit dead, you know? And I'm like, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
Okay. Well, all I'm going to say is this. Josh, you're a dick. And here's why. That is the opinion of someone who has had that much success that they're immune to it. All right? If I was in your position with my mob, I would be Chubbs Farquharing it for the next 6 to 8 years.
So all you're right? Saying that Josh coming from a bit arrogant here? Talk
about living in your ivory tower down there at Geelong. That is a joke, Josh.
I might be seeing Josh this week.
Well, you can see him, and you make sure that you get him to listen at the 41 and 38 second minute mark of this podcast, because that is pathetic to say that my team is on the top of the ladder, two games clear, and then to come out with football's boring at the moment. That is a man who's had life too good. That's a man who says, you know what? I do not like Scotch fillet. When I have been eating caviar for my entire life. Well, you know what? We just want a taste of that caviar, my friend. That is disgusting. Josh, have a good hard look at yourself. footy tips. How's the footy tips going? We're almost at the end of tonight. Tell us about the tips. What's going on there?
I
don't want to talk about this at the moment.
Well, this is a bit... So Justin has just come from the woods. Who's the guy who won the Masters this week?
Woodard or something.
No, that's it. He's just literally come from nowhere, and he has just crushed round 13. He got six tips. Six.
You can't do that.
He got six, Pep.
He got six.
Six.
That's
six freaking tips.
He's come from nowhere.
So, he's jumped you.
Oh, that wouldn't be hard. I got four.
He's jumped Love Machine.
Oh, Morton meets the eye, Love Machine. He got five.
Five.
Tell you what, I'm going down faster than the Titanic at the moment.
You're going faster. You're going down faster than the Costa bloody, what's it called? That friggin'
Costa Concoras.
like the captain just jumped the ship.
The women, they pushed me into the lifeboat.
So... Either Justin's having a hell of a run because he's closing in on me fast. I'm on 71. He's on 68. You're on 67. And then Love Machine, Marky Mark, is on 64.
He is. Oh, good old funky bunch. Yeah, he's on 64. He's coming home strong.
I had a mare. I had an absolute mare this week.
I had the same as you, four. But hey, by the way, we're talking about coming home strong. Love Machine's got another bun in the oven.
Not another one.
Yes, the Love Machine had got another one past the keeper. And... he is got number two on the way.
Is that guy got a room like Scrooge McDuck?
What do you mean?
Diving into a pond.
I think it's more like probably a mix between the Red Room in 50 Shades and the Padded Room in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
So that's three for now. Is that three?
Nah, it's two. It's two. He's two. But so congratulations to him and my sister-in-law, Laura. About number two on the way. Looking at, I think it's an October, November baby. So we're kind of wrapped about that. And
Spring Carnival, baby.
Spring Carnival, baby. Probably that's what got him in. Melbourne must have won a preseason game because that's the only reason you'd be celebrating it earlier in the year. Yeah, so the footy tipping's going nice. Like I said, it was just the two of us up there for quite a long time, but Justin's come home with a wet sail so far. Hey, look, is what are we? Round 14. We've got 9 rounds left. It's going to be close. It's very close. Pardon?
Because Justin was at the bottom and now he's just...
Yeah, anything can happen. A week's a long time in football. Hey, before we wrap up, just a couple of things. First and foremost, if you didn't get a chance... Oh, sorry, first and foremost, besides the first and foremost, for everybody who's given the feedback about my interview with Grant Thomas last week, thank you very much. Love doing it. Jamie, you've had a chance to listen to it?
I have.
Yep, thoughts, feelings?
He is a different bloke.
He is.
I thought he would be coming at you almost like Ricky Nixon.
Yep.
Even a bit more wilder, but no, he thinks about what he's saying before he speaks it.
Yeah, but even when he first started, I knew that I was in for something when the first comment was, yeah, happy to have a talk about our great game. I'm like, oh, you really think it's that bad? He goes, well, if you could put a camera on me right now, you'd see my nose is about 2 foot long. And then for the next hour, it was just bag out anyone, bag out Dimitri, bag out Gillon McLachlan, bag out the commission, bag out. But it was really nice to hear the words that he said about Luke Penny. The 2006 elimination final. He was open when he found out he was going to get the sack weeks ago. It was just a matter of when. Even if he'd won that final, he still would have been chopped after that. What he said about Stephen Milne, Lenny Hayes. It was really nice, just a nice chat, different type of chat. But that's what we're here for. We're trying to get those stories. So if anyone knows anyone or you'd like to have a chat with me in our Lace Out a Chat With series, hey, drop us a line. We'd love to. So any requests? We'll see what we can do. Most people are pretty receptive to it, so we're happy to do it. Outside of that, everybody's been leaving comments on the Facebook page. We love it. We will be going live. I keep promising it to you, but it looks like we're in a really good position to do so in the next week or so. Looking good for that. So stay tuned. Announcements to be made. More importantly, which is the more important, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. And we've also now got the capability to take phone calls live on the air. So what we'll do is if you want to have a chat to us live on the air, leave a message on the Facebook page or send us a direct message with your contact details and we'll organise it to have you as a guest voice on the LOP. Because
what about, and we can talk about this off air, but maybe we get a bit of a chat thing going as well. We can
do that. Yep.
Listen live. We can do all of that sort of
stuff. We can do all that. We're going to go live. We're going to have Ask Us What You Want. We're going to have an Ask Us What You Want episode, special live, where we will just have a couple of things and then we'll just get people to write comments about what they want to talk about and we'll go ahead and do it right off the Facebook page directly. We'll do that. Great. Do it. Lock it in. Cool. So this week's games, really whipping through them. Let's go and have a quick chat. Who's going to win these, Jamie? Thursday night, West Coast and Essendon.
West Coast.
On Friday, Swans and Hawks.
Ooh, Swannies, because they've found some form.
Yeah, they have found some form. Saturday, D's versus Fremantle, 1:45, so it's an early game, meaning it's about 9 o'clock in the morning for Fremantle.
I think the D's will come. Oh, sorry, I think...
The D's will come. Then we've got the Swans the Saints versus the Lions.
I think the Lions will comfortably win that one.
Yeah, it's a crappy head. Your mob versus the Cats, 7:10. You're not on TV, are you? You couldn't be on TV. They wouldn't put your mob on free to air.
Yeah, absolutely would be.
Jesus, obviously that must be.
We will win.
Mustn't be a ratings. You'll win.
Yeah, we'll win that.
You said some silly things tonight, my friend, but that's the worst. Charlie. Hold on, wait a second. Wrong button, wait a second. Yeah, that's what we said. Hold on, wrong button. Yeah, that's what we wanted. What about this one? Yeah, you got the aliens. And last but not least, Doggies versus the Pies. At Etihad, I reckon the Doggies might be able to pinch that one. If Stevenson gets rubbed out, that could be an interesting one. And then you got the Crows, the Crows, the Blues, Suns, Giants, North, and Richmond all have the bye. But you know who doesn't have the bye? We don't have the bye here on the Lace Out podcast. Thanks once again. We cooked it. We're finished. We're done. 10 o'clock. This will be up and live very, very shortly. Jamie Wallace, thank you very, very much. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, and I'm more excited about your new bit of equipment.
I know.
To open up the podcast more.
I know. Can't wait. So we're on our way out. Listeners, like I said, chat to us on the Facebook page, Twitter page, email us. Hey, like I said, if you want to be one of our guests on the podcast over the phone, drop us a line. We're happy to have you on, all right? More importantly, go D's. How do you love your football, Jamie Wallace?
I like it lace out.
Oh, yeah, listeners. That's the fry pan. That's the way we love it here on the Lace Out Podcast. Have a great night, listeners. Bye.